Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Mary from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Sure.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years and legal resident of Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
Okay, I'm not exactly sure what you mean. I believe in gun ownership, if that helps.
I'm going to read it again. It says, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership?
It's not.
Okay. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or triggered lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
I would support it.
Okay. Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include? Do you support a lock safe or oppose to this?
I support it.
And a locked container or case?
I support it.
Thank you. And a lockbox or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
I support it.
Thank you so much, Ms. The next question, it says, will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Do you support this or oppose?
I support it.
Okay, and a combination lock?
No, I don't support it.
Okay, and a biometric identifier such as fingerprint, I'm sorry,
what was that?
Yeah, a biometric identifier such as fingerprint. Do you support this or oppose to this?
Not sure.
Okay. Let me move to the next question. A firearm is in a storage device such as lock safe, case, or lock box. Do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
No.
Should not?
No.
Thank you. We almost done with the survey, Ms. Thank you so much for your time. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is.
Yes.
Thank you. And the next question says, if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be stored securely? Do you support or oppose to this?
I would oppose that.
Okay, thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Do you support or oppose to this?
I'm not sure.
Okay, let me move to the next question. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Do you support or oppose to this?
I don't know.
Okay, let me move to the next question. Can you hear me?